With the departure of Trailside Elementary principal Robin Williams, the school board has been in search of a new principal. Tuesday's special session will finalize that decision. The consulting company Wilkinson Ferrari conducted a survey last spring that shows the community is not ready to pass a school bond. School Board Vice President J.J. Ehlers says the public seems to have some misunderstanding about how capital bond money can be spent.
Having read the pre-bond survey, there's a lot of, misunderstanding with the fact that the bond can only be used to pay for buildings and we can't pay teachers with it. Everybody keeps saying, pay teachers more, don't build buildings, use the money to pay teachers more, I'll pass a bond to pay teachers more, and we can't. That's not in state statute to be able to do that.
The research also shows people don't entirely understand the needs for a new elementary school. The 2015 bond failed with a $62 million price tag. Estimates this time around are coming in around $100 million. Business Administrator Todd Hauber says the newer price tag is an estimate on costs to do everything they've talked about, and he understands how the numbers might be shocking to some people.
So the high school itself has come in at a different price tag than when we had started. Some of the confusion also has to do with the financing strategy of the last time that we brought a bond proposition forward. So we had only asked for about $56 million in that proposition, but we were bringing money from the school district's capital account into the mix as well. So when you start talking about what was being financed and what the project total cost was, they're not as far apart as it would seem because the project costs are comparable to each other.
The plans also include new gym space. Eller says PE is required under state statute.
This time it's just connected to the high school. The other thing is that we're actually getting, we'll be remodeling the area that's current gym space so that we will be basically having to build new gym space.
Hauber says they plan to listen to the community's opinion, including building an entirely new high school.
And that's the advantage of going through the listening tour, is to discover that. And, you know, if that is truly the sentiment, that the cost differential is so close that building new is wiser and a better path to go, that's what we want to hear. If the ideas are still, hey, it's a great location for the school, we just need to enhance the facility that's there, and that's what we hear from the community, obviously that would be the path we'd want to pursue.
The timeline for a bond decision is mid-August. Hauber says they'll map out the listening tour schedule in Tuesday's meeting.
We have a timeline. How much can we accomplish with the listening tour in the timeline we have in front of us, and what elements need to be part of that bond proposition?
The website pcschools.us has updated information, and people can receive updates by texting name and phone number to 435-602-4444. The school board meets Tuesday in a special regular session at the district offices on Kearns Boulevard. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.